Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow, Tuesday the day.
Where do you go when you don't know where to go? You go home. That's what you do. You go home. Let's go home to what's made in America. This is a Made in America program. And Maid Marian is what happened? What was that? Am I listening to something? What's going on?
I don't know, but I was just thinking Made in America, born and raised.
I know you were. Made in America. Jay Kirshner on Tuesday, April the 23rd. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. The continuing focus on our environment. It was Earth Day. It's Earth Week. It's Earth Year. Every year is Earth Year. Every day is Earth Day. And every day, I think I said this yesterday. I don't want to belabor the point as far as how we handle the focus on what may be right and what may be wrong with the planet. There are a lot of things right, and there are a lot of things that are wrong. But if you listen to some of the people who get themselves wrapped up in all of the Earth Day shenanigans, and that's what I call them. It used to be that it was pretty cool, but now it's just 1 pound after another. It's just everything's awful. If you don't fix it right away, the Earth's going to hell. Earth's not going anywhere. Well, it's going around as it has. Whether it's in a cycle every 24 hours or whether it's 365 days around the sun, now, that's not going to change. We can ruin it for ourselves if you want to have that focus. There have been a lot of
dangers for some of the animals, like the plastics that are going in the water. And
yeah.
People who get like six packs of anything that have those plastic rings, you have to cut those rings before you throw them away.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yes, that's a lesson. But should it be the whole lesson? I think part of Earth Day or Earth Week ought to be to extol the value and the virtue and the wonders like the coral reefs that are all across the Caribbean. They have become, you know, there was about 10 years ago, I think it was on Earth Day, as a matter of fact, 10, 12, 15 years ago, when there was a great deal of focus on the coral reefs, not only in the Caribbean, but wherever they existed, because they were supposedly dying. Well, in some places, they aren't doing as well as other places, and there has been, you know, they breed themselves, and they can be bred, cross-pollinated, hybridization, bringing in other reefs from other areas, and sort of bringing them back to life. And they have been restored by a group called SECOR, S-E-C-O-R-E, ECOR, SECOR, I think I can say it again, Doug, SECOR International, which is an organization that's dedicated to preserving these coral reefs. And at the forefront of this restoration project, it's the sexual reproduction. That's where SECOR comes from, sexual coral reproduction. How many of us think, raise your hands, please, that the coral reefs have sex? Who has thought
we had no idea
of coral reefs having sex? Well, they have sex. They're seeding themselves, and after all, isn't that what sex is? It's seeding. When you have a man and a woman have sex, or somehow or other there's something installed in a woman's body, becomes like a seed, and it grows. And so this is a really cool, sort of groundbreaking strategy that capitalizes on the coral's natural reproductive system. And again, how many of you see, this is the worthwhile information. I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here, but it seems to me this is the kind of stuff to teach in school. Am I right or not? Well, this is school vacation week, so who's teaching what? I don't know, but
it's at school. There's a lot of most kids.
Are there?
Most students' spring vacations are done. I think there's still a couple of colleges who might be having their spring
vacations. Okay, number week off then.
Yeah, but this is. I mean, I don't remember learning about this with coral reefs, but I remember learning about all of this with plants and pollination. And
yeah, it's cool to know how things. It's inspiring to know that there are solutions for the problem. And so the coral reefs are more resilient than we first thought. It's kind of a surprise. It's very creative. There's a formula here as to how they get it done. And the people who are scientifically involved are to be congratulated. And again, I think that's the kind of stuff that we all ought to learn. So that's why I've become Professor Stefan. My daughter holds that title every day. I only hold it once in a while. But I think it's good. That's good news, I think. Excellent news. Congrats. Let's pat ourselves on the back, or pat these people on the back. Okay, let's go from that to a fellow named Trump. I was reading this last night on the plane coming home. I laugh about it because it's so ridiculous. This guy is like a child. He acts like a child. He reacts like a child. So every time the judge says something, he has to mumble something in court or says something out of court. It's in court, out of court. But he keeps going on and on and on like he was privileged. And he is, basically, because he's getting away with it. Now, all of those of you who are Trump lovers, that's fine. But what is he doing to our societal norms? The idea that the president has some kind of stature and he has something that's above and beyond what the average person has, that's why he's president, because he has more to offer, more to give. And so the question today, you know, I like to have questions for everybody to think about, and you can respond if you want. I don't know that I like political questions on our social media, other than when Jay asks what's the big news story of the week, then you can weigh in there. But there are people asking whether or not Trump should be held in contempt. And so the judge is going to weigh in on that. The lawyers for the other side, that's a discussion or a topic for today. Judge Juan Merchan, I believe is his name, scheduled a hearing. The prosecution is requesting that Trump be held in contempt because of statements that he's making outside about the hush money case. So, if the judge agrees, there are a number of options.
If it weren't Trump and this was somebody else's legal case,
yeah, they'd be in jail by now. They'd be held in
contempt.
Absolutely would be. So anyway, they've got this jury. They got the 34 felonies. They've got the whole story that everybody knows, but Trump keeps violating gag orders. He's not supposed to attack the witnesses. He's not supposed to attack the jurors. He's not supposed to talk about them. He's not supposed to talk about anything or anybody involved in the case. But he, every time he turns around, he's got something to say in public and loudly, noisily, if you will. This is sort of a thorny question because of who it is. So does he warn him again? Does he fine him? Does he send him to jail? What do you think ought to be the way?
Outside the court, are these outside the courtroom or inside the courtroom?
No, mostly outside.
The courtroom can be held in contempt, but I don't believe if it's outside of the courtroom, unless it's to a judge outside of the courtroom or anybody else involved in the case outside of the courtroom, I don't think anybody can be held in contempt of that.
Well, it is.
But violating a gag order.
That's contemptuous.
Issue.
Yeah, it is another issue. So anyway, let's see what happens with that today as that trial rolls on and people waste a lot of time talking about it and trying to, figure out what we should do. And see, I don't like even talking about this stuff because I don't think it should get the attention it doesn't deserve the attention that it's getting. Let's put it that way. And so now there's another thing, because the Supreme Court is scheduling a special session to hear arguments over whether Trump can be prosecuted over his efforts to undo the election. Another case, right? And that's going to be done, I think, either tomorrow or Thursday, one or the other. We all know what the charges are. He wants to have the case against him dismissed. Well, of course he does. Every one of the cases against him, he's trying to get dismissed, one way or the other. He's spending millions of dollars of money that has been given to his campaign to save himself. People giving money. I think some people willingly are giving money to the campaign knowing that it's going to be used to defend him, because there are people who just think he's being railroaded. That may be the way you think. I don't know. And I honestly, at this point, I don't care. I don't think it makes any difference. You're not going to change people's minds for the most part. There are four criminal cases right now. And the hush money thing is what's on the bill of fare, but then there are these other things about January 6th and, the issue of, issues. Hey. All right, do I want to talk about this anymore? No, I don't. You, Jay, want to talk about it anymore?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Does anybody want to hear about it anymore?
Yeah. All right, so one other thing, though, that's at the Supreme Court this week is kind of interesting. They're going to take up that ghost guns case, but they're not going to do it right now. They're not going to do it until the fall. This is the ghost gun thing, Biden's appeal seeking to regulate the self-assembled weapons, those kits,
do-it-yourself things.
Yeah, you can make them on a 3D printer. Or you can buy them in pieces and put them together so that they aren't detectable.
You can even go buy the building blocks.
Yeah.
Legos of weapons.
Yeah, they are, like a Legos gun. That's a great analogy. So anyway, Biden says he's been told that this was extreme. I'm not sure that it is. I think that the more you control the guns, I think you have them but keep them out of the hands of people who couldn't pass a background check, then that's the right way to go. All right? What do you folks think? It's 18 after now we have on the Tuesday Good Day program.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there, and right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Not sure how inspiring this is. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, this is not Freddie Mercury. Could we tell that from the very beginning? This is not Freddie Mercury. Crank this up, James, would you please? That's pretty good. She's holding the note. Yeah. All right, so that's Anne Hathaway.
Yes, from the film Ella Enchanted.
Yeah. When? How long ago was that made? I don't know that movie. I don't remember it particularly well. 2004. Thank you, James. All right, so anyway, she's looking back at some of the requests that she fielded for roles early in her career. You know, the casting couch kind of things. That come with, apparently, when you're good-looking, you want to be an actress. That still is going on. Although most of that's got to have been stopped since Weinstein, right? There's got to be now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that has changed, not only with him, but then with COVID and everything.
Right.
Chemistry tests, and especially when they're still trying to find, you know, two lead actors, and they want to make sure they have the right chemistry. But if they have somebody cast, like, Anne Hathaway didn't name what film this was, but she was the one that was cast, and she had to do a chemistry test, but they were still reading for her
chemistry test with the other star.
Yeah,
right?
So yeah. She basically had, they came in and they're like, okay, get ready, because we're reading for 10 guys today, or we have to do chemistry tests, so you're going to kiss all of them. And she's just like, seriously? And then she just even said that she felt like there was something wrong with her for not being excited about this and actually finding it gross. So she pretended like, oh, yay, cool. Like, she was excited.
Yay!
Most people would find it gross. Like, I don't want to kiss 10 people in one day. I don't know who those lips have been. Like, I don't even want to kiss the person until we're on screen.
That's what reminds me of a story that I read in the John Wayne book that I'm continuing to read because it's like forever and long and long. He tells a story about Susan Hayward, who was a star of the day, being she was hired to star in one of the westerns that he was in. I can't remember which one it was. But she apparently, when she kissed him, they hadn't kissed before, and when she kissed him, she was flirting. She'd been flirting with him all through the production. So when it came to the time for the two of them to kiss, she stuck his tongue in his mouth, and he came over to the to the director and said, "Yeah, she just stuck her tongue in my mouth." Yeah, that's supposed to do that. But apparently she was trying to get him excited, and it didn't have that. Apparently didn't have that effect.
Cool to make him tired.
So with Hathaway, I run hot and cold on her. I think sometimes that she's cool, and I think sometimes she's sexy, and other times I think that she's over the top, kind of a little too impressed with herself. But anyway, so this was back in the Princess Diaries, though, right? Is that when this took place?
Ella Enchanted.
Oh, okay. That was earlier. The Devil Wears Prada, she was in that. She was in The Love and Other Drugs. She got an Oscar, remember? For Les Mis. How do you pronounce that? Les Mis.
I think they always said Les Mis.
Yeah, Mis. Les Miserables.
I didn't see that one, but I've pretty much seen anything else she's been in.
You like her?
I like her.
You're a fan. Okay. Well, listen, she's still pretty, she's 41 now. She talks about having been told that by the time she's 35, her career will fall off of a cliff.
Yeah.
And that
Most female
happened.
Actors are told that. Yeah. They have a very limited shelf life. But then we're finding out that, you know, in a different day and age, that shelf life is a lot longer.
Yeah.
You don't have to just automatically play, like, the guest starring role of the great-grandmother.
I watched a movie on the plane last night coming back to Boston with the Jennifer, what's her, Jennifer... Jennifer Lawrence. She was, it was called Something Hard, I Have a Hard Case or something like that, where she's trying to get this young kid, the parents are trying to get him to have sex, and they hire her.
Oh, no hard feelings, guys.
No hard feelings, that's
great,
it.
Great film.
Yeah, it is, it's fun. All right, it's 28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog, regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth they're small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking for to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden reassures Ukrainian President Zelensky of quick military aid as the Senate prepares to pass a foreign aid package, including military assistance for Ukraine. During a call Monday, Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Prosecutors accused him of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations, owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. The first witness, David Packer, was called, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
That's a tribute to Jay and all of the movies that she likes to see there like that. There's Dracula, the original Dracula. Who's closely, wasn't Dracula a first or second cousin to Frankenstein? Do I remember that?
Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster?
Frankenstein's monster, right. Frankenstein created the monster, right? Who was kind of
Frankenstein.
like Dracula in a manner of speaking. When you were a young kid, when was it that you realized that you liked those kind of movies? At what age were you?
It wasn't, I don't know, because I had a cousin babysitting me. And so I saw The Exorcist way too young, and that actually traumatized me. Like,
woo!
I I liked scary slasher films like Friday the 13th, and I remember being in elementary school watching those and totally fine, but as far as anything like...
Did your mother and father know you were watching that stuff?
Oh, yeah. They were.
They did?
Yeah, my mom had to watch it with me. She was the projector.
Oh, mother.
Yeah.
Doris, come on, Doris.
So, but like with the like ghosts and ghouls kind of stuff, like that was a little bit too scary for me until I was like in my early 20s. That was when I was, because I worked on a horror film and I saw the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And so now I enjoy horror films for the thrill of it and how they're made themselves, because I've seen...
Well, the horror films are made, they're like comedies, because everybody's having such a good time being so silly,
right? They really are.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They really are. And sometimes there's such bad acting that, like, if you're not so afraid, you realize how bad it really is, but it's so bad that it's enjoyable. It's not bad as in, like, oh, I just wasted my time watching this movie. It's like you actually have fun watching it.
Yeah. All right, there's Jay Kirshner with what you need to know, the facts, if you will, about horror movies. You heard it here first on the Good Day program. It's Tuesday the 23rd, brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance. You are invited to protect your home, your car. You're invited to save money, bundle all that stuff up, get a quote by going to progressive.com or call 800-PROGRESSIVE, and you'll speak to someone who is an expert, no doubt. Speaking about speaking, how many people think about speaking or saying, maybe this is better, it's not speaking so much as saying, what isn't said by most people? Speaking the unspeakable, or saying what ought not to be said. You ever think about when the intrusive thoughts win? I don't know. I think it depends on the individual. The person, there are people who are afraid to say what's on their mind. There are others who do say what's on their mind, and they do it in a kind way. And then there are those who are just rude and crude about...
Confrontational.
Yeah, kind of. Right. They're declaring a sort of a line in the sand, if you will. And so I wonder what sort of a person, which one of those are you? And do you acknowledge it? And do you want to change? Maybe some people want to change and some people don't. I think I say this because of what I said in the last half hour, what I say all the time about Trump. It's not his leadership or his ideas that are in question. It's his demeanor and his way of getting sort of antisocial. Another word for it, I suppose, much as anything else. But at least it's food for thought to think about, and that's what I want to do every day here, give you something to think about. Now, I have a couple of things that are happening because we're celebrating spring. I happened to watch a piece of a baseball game with my son on Sunday. He was watching. We were back and forth with the Celtics and the Miami Heat, and then we were watching a baseball game. And then into my mind popped the reality of the longest, you know, because I was in L.A., I was thinking about the guy who was on the air there forever and ever and ever, right? But that's not who we're talking about here. I don't want to confuse the issue by bringing you into focus with somebody who's not what I want to focus on or who I want to focus on. So the birthday of Bob Uecker was celebrated last week. Bob Uecker is 90 years old. I think that at the end, what's-his-face from California was 86 when he retired and they took him off of the Dodgers games. But Uecker does the Milwaukee games, has done them for 30-some-odd years, and he does a fabulous job. I think, James, you've got a clip of Uecker doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, I've got some from Major League, that movie.
All right, well, you can do that, too, yeah, because he did that and he played that role.
On into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches?
Yeah.
I do know who that is.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with that film, and I know that one.
Yeah. But he's been on television shows, he's been in movies. He's been doing the actual play-by-play for Milwaukee for, I think, 34, 35 years. And the fact that he didn't get started until he was, like, in his 50s doing the play-by-play, and he had to convince it was... if I'm thinking about this correctly, somebody will... If I'm wrong, you'll tell me so, or you'll send a note along or something. Or you can always dial us up at 855-999-DUG. I believe he got the job in Milwaukee. He's a hometown guy. But I think he got the job because of that film, if I'm not mistaken. I may have this. There was a film he was in that I think led to his being the play-by-play guy for Milwaukee. Anyway, so cool. Bob Uecker, I wanted to acknowledge him because I think he's one of the coolest cats around. Cool cat. He's a cool cat. I'm talking like I'm a boomer because that's the way those of us who are boomers talk. And speaking of that, there is a review today about baby boomers and how they control the housing market. And I'm talking about those people who are 55 and over. I think you've heard me talk about being involved in a development up the street for 55 plus. Mm-hmm. It's the Agrohood built around. It's a housing development built around a working farm. And a new concept. We don't have any of them here in Massachusetts. A couple. I think I got the idea from talking to somebody who had done some work in California, was familiar with it, and we thought, okay, this is a cool thing for us to do. So anyway, there are a lot of these leisure communities for those over 55. There's a big one down near the Chesapeake Bay. It's sort of there are 5,600 homes in this community, built on 600 acres. And it's really kind of an interesting. They're all one level, two bedroom, two bathroom homes, which is, we're not building those kind of homes. We have the main bathroom and bedroom is downstairs in the homes we're building, but they have an upstairs, you know, for visitors and offices and things like that. But I just looked at the trend of people buying homes and who's buying them, because we've said many times here, and I'm not the only one who's talked about it, that people your age, Jay, and younger, oftentimes don't have enough money to be able to afford a house, a down payment. Mm-hmm. Both of my children are an example of that. They both live in rented houses in L.A. because the market is so tight, so expensive, and they, even though they make a good living, they don't have enough and people say, oh, why don't you give them the money? Well, frankly, if I had it, I probably would, but I don't. And so they, you know, they go along. They're comfortable and they're happy, and I think they've just kind of given up the ghost. And Megan says, you know, Dad, we may never own a home. And so, okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
People think, like, my husband and I are absurd because we don't want to own a house. Again, we've owned a house. We've owned a townhome. We like townhome living much better than house owning. Uh-huh. We would rather have our home be a townhome. But yep. Also, what you led with, Doug, about baby boomers are to blame. And the whole situation that the baby boomer generation is to blame for a housing market inventory shortage because they're living in their homes for over 20 plus years, that was the norm. That's what people did. And that, isn't that also the dream? Isn't that the goal, to be able to set up shop and stay in the same location, stay in the same house? That's your children grow up and they still get to come home to their childhood home?
Yeah.
Wasn't that always the dream? So why is it now it's like, oh, blame the baby boomer generation?
Uh-huh. Anyway, there's a home buyer and seller's generational report that's out. Finds 19% of all buyers over 60 moved into communities that were designed for the 55 to 60-year-old plus market. That's what we're building around here. I'm going to do some more housing around here and make them pretty much the same. Maybe make take a shot at a couple of different, smaller places where we can buy, you know, build 6, 7, 8, 9 homes and look, you know, to a younger crowd. But, you know, the market, as we're explaining here, pretty much the 55-plus market. And cities and towns love it because they pay regular taxes and they don't have children in school. So the biggest cost of having parents or families is the educational system. Sucko as it is in many places, you still have to pay through the nose for it. And so anyway, this trend, according to the Realtors Association, kind of started in 2008, 2009, back there, when The truth that actually 2009, 2010, when the bottom fell out of the economy, and the only people who had money were the people who had worked for a while and saved enough money to do. They had a home already, and they could sell it, and they had some equity in it, and so that's where this 55 plus thing sort of started. But they're quite appealing. We have a lot of amenities in this development that I'm doing. But we're not. This is not a place where seniors go to get care. You know, if you go, that's not what this is. This is just for somebody who has basically a family has grown up and they moved out, and so they're looking to downsize. So they come from a big home in the western suburbs, expensive homes. They sell them and then they move into this reality, which I thought was, you know, that was motivating us to do what we're doing, and so that's what we're doing. But that's where the market is at the moment with all that 55 plus group. Wow. They're buying things up here, there, and everywhere, all over the country. Speaking of all over the country, this is something I'm going to say for Jennifer when she's here on Friday. The announcement was made yesterday that there's going to be a high-speed rail line built from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. $12 billion to put a rail line in between Las Vegas and L.A. It'll have stops. Well, it'll have two stops in Las Vegas, and then when you get close into L.A., there'll be stops along the way. And they expect to have these trains done, the rails in. Well, the rails are already there. They'll updo, you know, they'll update the beds, the rail beds and stuff. But should
they're
start.
They're going to make so much money.
By 2028. Well, you know, they tried to start. Pelosi's husband tried to start a San Francisco to L.A. thing, and it fizzled greatly because it became too expensive. So if this works, good, I suppose. As long as the taxpayers aren't paying for it, but it looks like they are. All right, 48 after on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 53 after the hour. Lots of things to discuss today, as usual, on the food, farm, and family portion of the Good Day program. Every day we bring you up to date on some of the things that will affect what you buy, what you eat, what you grow, what you're around. And today we celebrate National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Yum. Cheesecake's been around for quite a while. Matter of fact, as long as cows have been milked, there's been some kind of cheesecake. Thousands of years. There's a lot of variation for what qualities the dessert has. Sometimes it has a crust, right? Graham cracker crust, pastry crust, right? Sponge cake for some people. And it's not always cream cheese that's inside of it. Sometimes there's not any cheese. It's cottage cheese. I don't call that cheese. I think it's just...
You wouldn't call that cheese, though?
Nah, it's curdled milk. That's what it is, not cheese.
Those little pellets?
What? Cottage cheese? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's curdled milk. It's not cheese. All right, anyway. Are you going to get me going down the road?
Almonds.
To Mamber. Yeah, right, exactly. Hello, boo. Anyway, the cherries are obviously the hallmark of the cherry cheesecake, because there's blueberry cheesecake, right? There's peach cheesecake. Any kind of good fruit. Raspberry cheesecake.
Forget decadent with chocolate.
Right. Caramel. Chocolate. Yeah, exactly. That's good stuff. Anyway. So I thought you'd like to acknowledge.
We like cheesecake.
We like cheesecake. Yep. Yeah. All right. Got a public health alert here to alarm you with. The alert was issued over ground beef that may be contaminated. The Food Safety and Inspection Service has in its sites ground beef products produced and shipped to food service institutions all around the country may have E. coli ground beef items that were supposed to.
Distributor is Greater Omaha Packing Company.
Right. Yep. And not Omaha Steaks. It's Omaha.
Yeah, yeah. And the kicker is this isn't even an actual recall. It's an alert because these have already been off of the shelves. So they can't call it a recall because it's no longer for purchase. But a lot of people probably still have this in
frozen
freezers. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
So E. coli is the least harmless of all of the bugs that you can get. Salmonella is next, and Listeria is the worst of the three. But it still isn't something, because you can get an internal urinary infection with it. You can get respiratory problems with it, so you don't want to eat it. So, you know, there's a big thing. Wasn't it Wendy's that promotes the fact that they never freeze? They don't use frozen hamburger. They use fresh hamburger. I think what's the Five Guys? I think they do the same thing. I'm thinking about advertising that I've seen. But there's a lot of frozen beef stuff.
Who's fresh, never frozen.
Right. But there's a lot of stuff in supermarkets that's, as a matter of fact, most of that stuff, isn't it? It's all frozen, prepackaged and that sort of thing. Anyway, probably best to somehow or other go to a butcher shop and get your own ground beef. Right? If you're going to.
Yeah, and usually your local butcher shop has local products.
Yeah. Right.
That you're supporting.
Buy local.
Farming, yeah.
Buy local. All right, how many of you knew that bumblebees teach each other lessons? And they also are pretty good at teaching us. Yesterday I got off on the hummingbirds. Wasn't that yesterday? Was that? I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? So today I'm on bees. Behaviors they have that are too complex for them to learn alone. So there's a story in Nature magazine that essentially suggests that humans and bees share knowledge in exactly the same way. Bees teach each other to solve puzzles in order to get the sugary stuff that they get out of pollen or to make the honey. And they train other bees how to make the honey. Which I think is very cool, don't you think?
It is, yeah, especially because you think that that's really only a human trait.
Right, exactly.
Nope.
No. It's too bad. The average bee only lives 3 or 4 weeks. But during the course of that time, they have a great impact on the others coming along. So it's not, at first we thought all invertebrates were not able to do this sort of thing. But they can. Some others are, apparently. Then the vertebrates, too. You know, the African apes, they are very good at teaching each other because they're very, you know, they're sort of, people think they're the precursor to human beings. So bumblebees, very social insects, proving themselves capable of acquiring non-natural behaviors like string pulling, ball rolling. That's pretty interesting that a little bee can do all of that.
And they're so furry and cute. I am not a fan of any stingy kind of stuff. Like, that's actually a big phobia for me. But when it comes to bumblebees, you know what? I can respect them.
Right. We respect bumblebees here on Good Day, and we've just proven it. All right, this is a Good Day program. 59 past the hour, boys and girls, on Tuesday.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.